So it's a very, very big deal, all right? The House Oversight Committee has established $3 million transferred from a Chinese energy company to a guy very close to the Bidens, and that guy sent the money, at least a third of it, to various Bidens, including, well, take a look. The Biden family members who received money from this account included James Biden, Hunter Biden, Haley Biden, a new person of interest in the Biden business scheme. All this money from China, it's very weird, possibly corrupt, most likely, in my opinion. But let's bring in the expert, Congressman Russell Fry, Republican of South Carolina. He's on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Sir, welcome back. And this is dynamite stuff. What's going to happen? Well, first of all, how significant is this to you? To me, it's a game changer.
I think it's huge. I mean, this is the first time, remember, you know, Republicans have been asking for this information from the Treasury Department for quite some time. And this is the first time under a subpoena that that Treasury Department has given these bank records. And so it is earth-shattering. I think you are completely right that this is the start of what could be a very fruitful a fact-finding mission. I mean, what were these, what was this money from this state? This Chinese company, why was it given to a Biden family associate? Why then just 2 months after the vice president at the time had left office? Why was it then distributed over a 2 month period to Biden family holdings, to Biden family corporations and corporate entities? I mean, there are a lot of questions, but I think the fact remains that there's a lot of smoke here. There's a lot of uncertainty about what this is for, and it should be deeply concerning to every American.
Well, I'm starting to see a few flames, not just smoke at this point. I want to put up the statement from the defense team, part one of that, and then we'll go to part two. But from the defense, Hunter Biden's defense, they go ahead and say this. Hunter Biden, a private citizen with every right to pursue his own business endeavors, joined several business partners in seeking a joint venture with a privately owned legitimate energy company in China. Now, a couple of things. This is, to me, that they're acknowledging that it's an energy company, that they're trying to say it's a legitimate energy company. Yeah, I'm sure. It's a company. It exists. But it's in China. And the Communist Party runs China. This is money from that company. I feel like that's kind of a significant admission. I know there have been kind of indications before, but what do you make of that, please?
Well, listen, I think maybe tomorrow they'll issue a retraction. If you remember, they did that just a couple months ago on some of the Hunter Biden stuff that we've already uncovered. Yeah, the thing to me, just looking at this from a legal lens, you know, I practiced law before my life in Congress. Why then would this money come, would not it come directly to, if it was legitimate, why would it not come directly to a Biden company? Why does it have to go through Rob Walker and then through a series of different corporate entities? And that's just Hunter Biden's statement. I mean, there are two other Biden family members that have received this payment and these payments, and including, I mean, there were some accounts that were just listed as Biden. So what does that mean? What kind of account was that? Who was holding that account? Who had control of that account? Was that another family member of the president, or was that the president himself? We need to get to the bottom of this pretty quickly.
And these people, I'm sorry, they have no skill in these matters. Not Hunter, not James, and certainly not Haley. Haley Biden is, and the idea that they gave her money through this pass-through company, and if Hunter was going out with her, he could have just given her some money. He could have just given her cash or written her a check. To go to those lengths to send her the money, that's very weird. Can I put up part two? Do you agree, by the way?
Oh, I totally agree. Look, Haley Biden was a teacher, I believe. I mean, this is just completely odd on all accounts.